This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said during a visit to Colombia on Wednesday, accountability for human rights abuses committed during Colombia's decades-long conflict and recent anti-government protests are critical to preventing future abuses. Blinken met Colombian President Iván Duque ahead of talks with regional officials to discuss migration in the Americas. At least 29 people were killed in connection with protests against Duque's social and economic policies early this year, with many deaths blamed on excessive use of force by police. Human rights groups have urged Blinken to press Duque on policing, as well as growing violence by armed groups. Colombia is the United States' closest ally in Latin America, and the two countries coordinate closely on security, especially in the fight against drug trafficking. U.S. regulators are extending COVID-19 boosters to Americans who got the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccines. They also said Wednesday anyone eligible for an extra dose can get a brand different from the one they received initially. The Food and Drug Administration announcement marks a big step toward expanding the U.S. booster campaign, which began with extra doses of the Pfizer vaccine last month. But it's not the last word. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will consult an expert panel later this week before finalizing official recommendations for boosters. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. A Brazilian Senate report recommended Wednesday pursuing criminal charges against crimes against humanity and other charges against President Jair Bolsonaro for allegedly hurting Brazil's response to COVID-19 and contributing to the country having the world's second highest pandemic death toll. Lawmakers spent 6 months investigating the Brazilian government's management of the pandemic. The decision on whether to file most of the charges will be up to Brazil's prosecutor general, a Bolsonaro appointee and ally. Bolsonaro has consistently downplayed the threat of the coronavirus and touted misinformation and unproven COVID-19 treatments while ignoring international health guidelines for curtailing the spread of the disease. He steadfastly rejected restricting activity during the worst of Brazil's outbreak, claiming the poor would suffer worse hardship if the economy ground to a halt. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations called on North Korea Wednesday to refrain from further provocative actions and engage in sustained and substantial dialogue about Pyongyang's launched a ballistic missile from a submarine this week, or after they launched the missile. Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield spoke to reporters ahead of a closed-door Security Council meeting called by the United States, Britain, and France to discuss the launches. North Korea on Tuesday test-fired a short-range submarine launch ballistic missile, or SLBM. It was the North's first launch in 2 years of an SLBM, which, if deployed, would add an unpredictable component to its fast-expanding arsenal. North Korea is banned from any ballistic missile activity, short-range or long-range, by a series of United Nations Security Council resolutions. Eight Nigerian nationals face charges they were involved in an internet scam or scams and money laundering in an operation based out of Cape Town, South Africa, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Prosecutors say the eight who are connected with the Neo-Black Movement of Africa, also known as Black Axe, are charged with several federal crimes. An assistant U.S. attorney said the conspirators use social media websites, online dating websites, and voiceover internet protocol phone numbers to find and talk with victims in the United States while using a number of aliases. Seven of the defendants were arrested in South Africa on Tuesday and are awaiting extradition to the United States. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.